Celtic start their Champions League campaign by facing Slovan Bratislava, 60 years on from the two sides' first game. They met in the 1963-64 Cup Winners' Cup, a tournament that featured a series of Celtic European firsts. The 1960s were a disappointing time for Celtic until the arrival of Jock Stein in 1965, which would soon bring home the Scottish Cup to Celtic Park. Prior to this, the boys had failed to win a major trophy since 1957. Celtic first played in Europe in the 1962-63 Fairs Cup, losing to Valencia over two legs. However, the next season, Celtic entered the Cup Winners' Cup, and for most of the competition, they seemed to be more than capable of winning it. In the first round, the Celts faced Swiss side Bâle in September 1963. In a piece of club history, this saw Celtic gain their first European victory, easily beating Bâle 5-1 in Switzerland. In addition, 15,000 fans watched on as John Hughes got Celtic's first European hat-trick. The second leg proved to be just as simple. Celtic enjoyed a 5-0 win in Glasgow, although it was in front of only 8,000 fans, who were put off by terrible weather and a belief that the tie was over. This was Celtic's first home European victory, and also the club's first clean sheet in Europe, kept by goalkeeper Frank Haffey. With a 10-1 aggregate score, the boys were through to round two. In the second round, Celtic faced another team they will meet in this season's Champions League, Dynamo Zagreb. This promised to be a very difficult tie, as the Yugoslavs had reached the 1963 Fairs Cup final. In fact, the winners of that competition were Celtic's conquerors, Valencia. Despite this pedigree, in December 1963, 40,000 home fans watched as the Celts eased to a 3-0 Glasgow win. Despite this comfortable advantage, the tie was not yet over. Later that same month, Celtic flew to Zagreb, in a very quiet stadium, where only 10,000 fans attended out of 60,000 spaces, Celtic took an early lead, giving them a substantial advantage. Although Zagreb eventually fought back and won the game 2-1, the boys were comfortably through by a 4-2 aggregate. In the quarter-finals, Celtic were drawn to face Slovan Bratislava. The home leg came first, played in February 1964. 53,000 fans came to cheer on the boys. A second-half penalty from Bobby Murdoch eventually gave them a slender advantage to take abroad. One Bratislava player did not appear in this fixture, but later had a big Celtic connection. Midfielder Joseph Venglos would of course go on to become Celtic manager in 1998-99. Arguably his biggest contribution was signing players like Lubo Moravcik and Johan Mjalby, although boys fans have great memories of beating Rangers 5-1 as well. Bratislava believed that Celtic's narrow victory could be easily overturned and looked forward to the second leg. In March 1964, Celtic faced an early 1:30pm kickoff due to the home team having no floodlights. However, the 30,000 Czech fans that attended were left disappointed as a late John Hughes winner settled the tie and put Celtic into the semis. At the semi-final stage, Celtic were opposed by MTK Budapest. After the first leg, it looked like the boys could already pack their bags for their first European final. On the 15th of April 1964, Celtic easily beat the Hungarians 3-0 in a one-sided contest. It seemed to be game over, and naturally Celtic travelled to Hungary in a very confident mood, perhaps already planning their final trip to Brussels the following month. However, this overconfidence proved to be their undoing, and instead, disaster struck to end European hopes. Celtic were completely outplayed on the night, despite scoring two offside goals in the first half, and eventually lost 4-0, exiting Europe on aggregate. When the final was played in Brussels in May 1964, Celtic could only look on with regret. If they had reached the final, the boys would have faced Sporting Lisbon. Of course, they are from the city where Celtic would go on to win the 1967 European Cup. Sporting ultimately did beat Bratislava to win the final, but only after a replay. Celtic's first proper run in Europe came so close to ending in final glory, but fell short. This season, the boys hope to make a bigger impact in Europe than they have done in recent years. Hopefully they can start by echoing the 1963-64 season and beating Bratislava and then Zagreb. If you want to learn more about Celtic's history, follow Hail Hail History on Twitter X, or you can attend a free Celtic walking tour. Visit celticwalkingtours.wordpress.com for more information.